This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. H.C. McIntyre's latest album is firmly rooted in her home along the banks of the Eno River in North Carolina. McIntyre writes about the changing seasons, working the land, and caring for the people she holds dear. I caught up with McIntyre recently to talk about Eno Axis and a Tammy Wynette cover. Welcome, H.C.
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
The cover of this record features a photo of a combine at harvest. It's a very rural image. Were you a farmer in a past life?
Well, I definitely come from a long line of farmers. I wouldn't call myself a farmer, but I grew up on a small family farm, and you know, I garden and I get my hands dirty, and I don't know, there's a relationship you develop with the land, I think, when that's your focus and that's your livelihood.
Is that why you've decided to live where you live?
Yes, yes. I need to be around nature. I've determined that. It's the perfect spot to come home to and let it cradle me. And it's a good reminder of how small you are.
Been trying to bribe the dark horse with an arrow.
We're listening to Footman's Coat, and I'm struck by the lyrics in the song and whether that's a look back at choices made.
Yes, relationships that I selected in certain ways that, you know, continued or ceased. And it's definitely, you know, kind of like a choose your own adventure book, you know. I kind of was thinking of it like that, like, oh, well, if I had chosen that, then I turned to page 56. Okay. Then my life would kind of look like that, you know, just thinking, dreaming, reminiscing.
There's also peace and reflection on this collection of songs. And when I first heard One Eye Open, I felt myself let go of some of the tension that we all feel these days. But then that last stanza about the crisscross flag and the crosses burning brought me right back to those feelings of tension in America. As a musician and a writer, how do the struggles around the pandemic and racism and the many other issues swirling around us affect what you do? And we may not see another time quite like this.
I wrote that song as the last song I wrote for the record, the last song we recorded. And, you know, in many ways, I've been trying to write that song for a long time. Even where I'm at right now, like where I live, you know, you go down the road, just not even a mile, and there's three Confederate flags. I passed these on my way to like the church I go to, and on my way to like the dump out in Cedar Grove. You know,
yeah.
It's like you can't. It's a dialogue that you can't avoid. And with that song, I wanted to approach it poetically, but in a way that was clear. It's powerful to me, and I'm glad it's resonating with folks.
And that crisscross flag is
I love the image of River's Jaw, and the song sounds menacing to me, and that guitar makes me think of a David Lynch soundtrack, which is maybe where the sense of menace comes from me. Do some of these songs come from a dark place?
That's such a compliment, David Lynch. I wouldn't say a dark place. Mostly I was pretty happy when I was writing these songs, and with that song in particular, there's kind of a broodiness, and like I remember us channeling Nick Cave a little bit. I think we were just really trying to imagine the Eno and a storm, and a lot of it is my bandmates too, what they brought to it, and definitely Luke Norton. He came up with that guitar riff, and it's just I don't know, it felt like a good addition stylistically to the record.
Walk at dusk to the river's jaw.
There's a cover of Led Zeppelin's Houses of the Holy on this record, and then you decided to separately record the Tammy Wynette song Till I Get It Right as your next release. Those are pretty disparate influences, but they sound perfectly natural in your rendering. What made you choose to record those two?
Well, I've been a Tammy Wynette fan for a long time, and I have so many of her records, and I wanted to really put myself in the lyrics of that song, and there's a lot of pain there. There's so much pain. And hearing her deliver that, I knew it would be a big challenge, you know, just kind of stand in her shoes.
I just keep on falling in love till I get it right.
The Led Zeppelin song, that was, you know, that was kind of for fun, just to see if I could pull it off. I don't know, I wanted to play with the gender identity. They're very masculine. There's that energy and, like, you know,
yeah,
there's
definitely
misogyny, and there's, I just wanted to play with that. For me, interpreting it as, like, I'm asking a woman out on a date, and I don't know, there's a cool power that's felt good with that song.
Let me take you to the movies. Can I take you to the show?
H.C. McIntyre's latest album is Eno Axis. There's also that Tammy Wynette cover available separately. You can hear more on WUNCmusic.org and at 91.5 HD2. Thanks for your time, H.C.
Thanks for having me.
Can I make you go grow? From the houses of the holy, we can watch the white doves go. From a door.